Monarch butterflies need more to eat, and it's up to us to feed them. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. A new study by the U.S. Geological Survey looks at the monarch butterfly's diet. Rebecca Williams has more.
The only thing monarch butterfly caterpillars can eat is milkweed. Wayne Thogmartin is an ecologist with the USGS. He says the monarch butterfly population has dropped by about 80% since the mid-90s. The population has rebounded a little bit in the last 3 years.
I wouldn't say that they're recovering at all. They're just bouncing around at a lower level.
Thogmartin says monarchs used to rely on milkweed in corn and soybean fields in the upper Midwest and wherever corn and soybeans are grown, until the herbicide glyphosate was widely used.
And with the application of glyphosate to genetically modified corn and soy fields, which now occur over 90% of all corn and soy, the application of glyphosate to those fields has basically removed all milkweed.
He says monarchs are now relying on milkweed in other places outside of farm fields, but he says there's just not enough of it. He estimates monarchs need 1.8 billion more stems of milkweed. So he says we should plant more of it.
So people's backyards, rights of way, such as roadsides or rail line or power line rights of way, we might seek additional conservation reserve program lands, for instance.
If you do plant milkweed in your backyard, he says you should go for native varieties and avoid any milkweed that's treated with neonicotinoid pesticides because they can kill monarch caterpillars. Lowe's and Home Depot both say they're working to phase out the use of those pesticides in their plants within a few years. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.
There's been so much concern about the steep drop in monarch butterfly numbers that a few years ago, the Center for Biological Diversity and other groups petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect it as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The review process is supposed to take a year, but Brett Hartle, Government Affairs Director with the Center for Biological Diversity, says it often takes longer. They filed a lawsuit to get the Fish and Wildlife Service to act.
They need to make the next step in the listing process in June of 2019.
Hartle says they're hoping by 2019, the government, nonprofits, and regular people will be able to do enough work on monarch conservation that the species won't need to be listed as threatened. He says early efforts to plant milkweed and preserve habitat have been good, but monarchs need more investment, something like the $500 million the federal government has spent out west to keep the sage grouse off the endangered list.
The scale is quite large. If you want to actually save the butterfly and save the amazing multi-generation migration that the monarch undertakes.
Hartle wonders if the federal government has the appetite to make sure monarchs have the milkweed they need to survive. The Trump administration's proposed budget plan suggests big cuts at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Department of the Interior, and the Department of Agriculture.
That obviously has effects even on things like monarch butterflies.
Later this week on the Allegheny Front, we'll have more on choosing and planting milkweed to help monarch caterpillars in your own yard or garden. There's more at alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.